Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, mainly sunny, high in the low 70s. It's been over a week now since 59-year-old Lynn Rickard disappeared from the Kansasville area. Nothing to indicate what happened to her. Extensive efforts to locate the woman, including the use of dogs and drones, have turned up nothing to this point. The search operation amended last week in terms of approach and the number of resources. Rickard's family still offering a reward, her husband indicating she had had a change of medication. That caused her some problems. She eventually climbed out of a bedroom window at their home and took off without her oxygen. Now, there was some activity regarding this case before 7 o'clock this morning. It was along Highway KR. Somebody apparently noticed what they said was a woman in pajamas walking around, contacted law enforcement, sheriff's department checked it out. It was a woman in pajamas trying to find her dog. Kenosha County Substance Abuse Coalition has launched an ad campaign to spread the word it's okay to ask for help. It's based on a speech by author William Moyers that was given to the coalition in 2015. Three billboards are being used to get out that message, along with other advertising that says it's okay to ask, uncomfortable conversations save lives. The campaign will last 6 months. It will include a variety of messages aimed at the entire community, being funded by a Partnership for Success grant. Racine's Common Council to meet Wednesday night instead of Tuesday because of the holiday. At the front part of the agenda, as always, a series of communications that go off to different committees. The Finance and Personnel Committee will get one from Director of City Development, Amy Conley. This is to discuss additional funding and recommended changes to the city's White Box program.
We hear of more just about every week. And as you can see, it's having a dramatic impact on the kinds of rents that people can afford to provide. It's having a dramatic impact on getting vacant properties that have been vacant for more than 5-10 years in some situations back on track.
Connolly noting several weeks ago that the original allotment of money was running out, that she would be requesting more funding because of the program's popularity. Going off to the Traffic Commission will be 15th District Alderman Melissa Lemke's request for discussion about traffic calming measures on Erie Street between Melvin Avenue and 3 Mile Road. To the Committee of the Whole will be the request of the Mayor of Waukesha to make a presentation about his city's plans to borrow Lake Michigan water and return it via the Root River through Racine County. And to the Park and Rec Board, the Root River Council's requesting the okay to hold the Root River Festival Sunday, August the 27th at Lincoln Park. This would include a horse-drawn carriage to shuttle participants to and from the site. Municipal employee compensation. It's improved in recent years after recessionary times and changes in state law, creating complicated problems for a number of communities like Racine and Kenosha. They have now gone to hiring consulting firms to help create effective, comprehensive, much more simplified systems. Racine Alderman last week hearing from Patrick Glynn of Carlson Dettman about ways to improve the city's position so as to not only retain employees, but also to attract new ones. He noted that Kenosha and Burlington are their clients as well, and they're still working on their policies. He also explained how every community is unique and it requires its own detailed model.
And the problem is that what works for one organization doesn't work for yours always. And so it's, you know, in the public sector, having worked in the public sector for 19 years, the one thing I learned is that we're really good at shamelessly stealing from one another. You don't have the trademarks and copyrights. And, that's what's great about those networks of people. But it's not, especially when it comes to this, it's not a one-size-fits-all operation. So it's really unique to each organization.
In his presentation and the Q&A afterward with the alderman, Glynn said that for Racine, it comes down to priorities and balancing fairness versus fiscal. The Racine Council will be talking more about this issue in the coming weeks. In obituaries, Betty Strateski of Racine at the age of 91 passed away June the 28th at the Ridgewood Care Center. The massive Christian burial coming up this Thursday, 11 o'clock in the morning at St. Joseph's Catholic Church on Erie Street. Friends and relatives can meet with the family at the church Thursday beginning at 10 a.m. The Marsh Meredith and Acklam Funeral Home serving the family. And Bernice Kamen of Racine at the age of 102 passed away on June the 26th at the Ridgewood Care Center. A memorial mass this coming Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, St. Joseph's Catholic Church on Erie Street. Friends and relatives could meet with the family at the church beginning at 9 o'clock in the morning this coming Saturday. Again, the Marsh Meredith and Acklam Funeral Home serving the family. Kenosha Civic Veterans Parade held yesterday afternoon. Awards presented in 5 categories for the floats that were in it. One was picked Best of Show. Kenosha area Vietnam veterans got a first place honor for patriotism. Snap-on the big winner. First place for artistic excellence. First place for hometown pride. First place best use of theme and best of show. The Salon Professional Academy, though, got a first place for spirit and energy. Now, a lot of activities celebrating the 4th of July will be getting underway today, and that includes a new event in Racine. It's the first annual Strike Up the Festivities at Monument Square from 6 till 9 p.m., featuring food, beverages, and music. Tonight in Sturtevant, the 3rd of July fireworks display that'll begin at dusk at Fireman's Park. Of course, tomorrow, the big 4th Fest Parade in Racine with the theme, Dreams Come True Under the Red, White, and Blue. The pre-parade begins at 8:30. The main body of the parade starts at 9 o'clock. Around 9:30, a military flyover. About 7 o'clock tomorrow evening, local planes to fly along the lakeshore line, the 4th annual parade of planes. And then, of course, the big fireworks display begins at dusk. It worked so well last year that a group of Wisconsin animal shelters is once again waiving the fee for adopting adult cats in the month of July. 10 shelters, including the Wisconsin Humane Society, which has its location in Racine, taking part in the I Can't Believe It promotion. Angela Speed of WHS says that the adoption fee is being waived, but the process for adopting a cat, that remains the same.
There's nothing else with the adoption process that changes. You still work with your adoption counselors. But, you know, in the case of the Wisconsin Humane Society, all of our cats are going home with spay-neuter surgery, microchips, initial vaccinations, a certificate for a free veterinary exam in the community, plus a bag of starter food.
She says the shelters across the state experience a dramatic peak in cat intake during the summer months compared to the winter.
So cat intake really dips in the cold months. And then as soon as kitten litters start to be born, and that's typically in the spring and early summer, you see that population really explode. Typically in mid to late summer and even into October and November, cat population remains pretty high.
WHS alone has nearly 500 cats in its three shelters. That compares to roughly 160 back in January. Speed hoping the lives of 1,000 cats can be saved through this promotion. Racine-based Modine Manufacturing to be showcasing the latest in HVAC solutions for the green industry at the 2017 Cultivate Show. That's the premier national event for horticultural professionals, July the 15th through the 18th at the Greater Columbus, Ohio Convention Center. One of those solutions, the Affinity Unit Heater. It's a low-profile, stainless steel, power-vented unit heater for greenhouses. In addition, Modine to also have information for attendees on the latest geothermal unit, the GeoSyn water-to-air geothermal heat pump. That provides a high-efficiency, eco-friendly forced air heating and cooling solution system. It's a challenge right now to fill job openings when there's no qualified people to work in some instances. The Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance President Todd Berry says it is one of the most significant challenges now facing Wisconsin's economy. One of the main reasons Racine Unified launched the high school academies.
We've got to have people coming out of high school that are ready to be trained, educated to be trained, counseled to be trained, and we need to be able to think more broadly in terms of other states and countries as sources of labor.
The school-age population, that's the state's future workers, he notes, expected to increase just 3.4% over the next 20 years, suggesting some Wisconsin industries may need to recruit workers from beyond the state's borders. Racine Unified's academies to provide real-world experiences with local businesses and real-world professionals linking schoolwork and the workplace through pathways. Racine's water utility will have a new attorney going forward, Joseph Muratori informing the panel he was going to be closing his practice. He recommended the services of Waukesha-based Arntz, Malters, Macy, Riffle, and Larson to take over. The Water Commission, in fact, recently voted on the change in legal counsel. It mainly involves contract talks. Recent agenda minutes show one of the firm's attorneys, H. Stanley Riffle, to be quite familiar with the Racine Area Retail Water Agreement and, quote, a valuable resource in negotiating with Yorkville, unquote. The law firm's webpage says it represents Raymond and is a legal consultant to Racine, Sturtevant, and Caledonia. A one-time gas station and vehicle repair location in Racine now in the process of being transformed into a site for the John Connor Company, a plumbing contractor at buildings in the 3400 block of Douglas Avenue. At the recent City Plan Commission meeting, Steve Mattson from the planning office explained this proposal needed a flex development overlay district as well as a conditional use permit.
His floor plan shows a large shop area where he'll be storing his supplies that they'll be taking out onto their job sites. He has a plan room and a couple offices, bathrooms, and then that front desk showroom. There are quite a few conditions because of the nature of the property, to manage the pavement and landscaping, things like that. We still have to receive plans showing what kind of screening he's going to use in landscaping and signage.
Aside from the council stamp of approval, expected Wednesday night, existing gravel at that site will have to be paved, the stormwater runoff accounted for, among the other steps needed in the process before an occupancy permit can be granted. The National Main Street Center and the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation announcing this year's list of accredited Main Street America programs, one of them, Absolutely Waterford. The evaluation criteria included comprehensive revitalization efforts, fostering public-private civic partnerships, and actively participating in preservation activities. Absolutely Waterford now has more than 40 members. Classroom library supplements, they serve as the basis for independent reading in the schools, and they are critical for a workshop model. Racine Unified to slowly integrate a workshop approach to its English courses with help from more than $466,000 worth of K-12 supplements.
We are staging the rollout in the high schools because they are going through a lot of change right now. So the first year we'll focus on certain aspects of workshop, second year then the rest.
That's Janelle Decker, Assistant Director of Curriculum and Instruction, noting the elementary and middle school classroom library supplements costing $298,500, almost $168,000 for the high school supplements and related professional development. The financial practices of a Kenosha Unified Sports Booster Club still evoking frustration and evident at this most recent meeting of the Board of Education. The board continuing to catch heat from some parents who say the district is not being aggressive enough in dealing with the questionable spending and accounting practices for the Bradford End Zone Club. Board member Rebecca Stevens accusing Board President Tamara Coleman of quashing an independent investigation that had been recommended by the superintendent.
The issue of what has happened still has not been addressed. And Dr. Sue requested in an email that we wanted an investigation regarding this issue. And it was overridden by the school board president and then some very rude things toward me.
A limited investigation by the Bradford End Zone Club that was conducted last year by Superintendent Sue Savaglio-Jarvis did identify some sloppy bookkeeping practices and recommended several changes. But it's not clear if all of the recommendations were implemented. And the Village of Summers is transitioning its hard copy mapping materials of the utility district and the public works infrastructure over to a global imaging system with the help of a joint venture between the Kenosha County Division of Land Information, the Summers Public Works Department, and Carthage College students, the latter serving as interns during the spring 2017 semester. WRJN updates and status reports on Twitter throughout the day at WRJN News and our newscast. They're available in podcast form on our webpage. Go to WRJN.com, look in the local news section. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.